Welcome to GSA 101, brought to you by Elevate GSA, where we turn GovSpeak into a language you speak. My name is Hannah Struss, and I have Colin Hartzell here with me today, and we're going to be talking about economic price adjustments, or EPAs. What the heck are they, and which one should you use?
So this is a subject that seems daunting at first, but like most things, once you wrap your head around it, everything kind of falls into place and makes a lot more sense, so just bear with us. EPAs are the mechanism by which you increase your contract pricing in the subsequent years after award. How much and how often you're able to increase your pricing is dependent on which mechanism you choose. And it's definitely important to spend some time figuring out which mechanism actually makes sense for your industry and benefits your specific business.
Exactly. We've helped several contractors switch their EPA mechanism several years into their GSA contract simply because the one they originally chose just wasn't actually serving them. So figuring out your EPA can be broken down almost into a flow chart by asking yourself a series of questions, and you'll land in the right place. So first off, do you sell products or services? If you sell both, we'll get to you in just a minute. But for now, if you sell products, then you more than likely have a published, publicly available commercial price list. That's a mouthful and probably not the terminology you think of it as, but this is how GSA terms it. So this just means that you have products and their commercial rates publicly listed on a website. And if that is the case, you will be utilizing the clause 552.216-70, economic price adjustment.
Well, that's a mouthful. But for products, you don't really have a ton of options. In fact, there's only one EPA mechanism if you do have a publicly available commercial price list, and that is clause 552.216-70. But what does that mean as far as increasing your pricing to GSA in the future? This clause requires that you provide invoices showing that you've sold your products at higher rates than what GSA currently has on file for your commercial pricing, meaning that if you want to increase your rates, you first have to increase your rates to commercial customers, generating invoices with these higher rates before you can present them to GSA and get your GSA rates increased. The percentage that you increase your rates by to your commercial customers will be the same percentage that you can increase your rates to GSA. That is, as long as it's below GSA's annual cap. Let's work through an example. So if you sell ice cream cones to anyone on the street, your commercial customers, at a dollar a cone, but later on you decide to raise your pricing to $1.02, you'll need to save invoices from those $1.02 sales showing that you've sold these ice cream cones at this new price. Then you submit those prices to GSA, and then you can increase your GSA rates by 2% to keep up.
Right, so this method does require the contractor to really be vigilant about these EPA requests to GSA. If you forget to submit a request to GSA for, say, 5 years, showing that you're increasing your rates to commercial clients, your GSA pricing just remains the same for those 5 years. There are also annual percentage caps for how much you can increase your pricing each year. And if you forget for 5 years and your pricing, say, has increased 15% over those 5 years, you cannot all of a sudden increase your pricing by 15% all in one go to GSA. You can only increase by a certain percentage every 12 months. We have those percentage caps listed in the show notes so you can take a look and kind of see where you're at. And another important thing to note, if you've just gotten a new GSA contract, you have to wait 12 months before you can initiate a price increase.
Now that we've discussed a bit about products, let's touch on services so that we can get kind of a feel for these different methods. With services, you're going to fall under clause IFSS 969. And inside of this clause, you have two different options for increasing your pricing. The first option is called the build-out method. So you would propose a percentage that your GSA rates will automatically increase by annually. This is by far the lowest maintenance for the contractor, since you don't have to submit a new request every year just to keep your rates increasing. It'll happen automatically on the date of your contract award. The hang up here is that you need to increase your commercial rates by the same percentage as well. So you'll want to propose a rate that's sustainable and keeps you competitive both inside of GSA as well as in your commercial market. And don't forget, GSA always wants the best rate, so your commercial rates absolutely need to increase by the percentage you propose to GSA for this method.
That's right. You don't want to get into a situation where your commercial rates become far cheaper than your GSA rates over time. That's a direct violation of the GSA contract terms and conditions that you agree to. So the second option for contractors with services is to utilize what's called a market indicator method under this same exact clause. A typical market indicator that a lot of contractors end up using is the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. I'm going to link that in the show notes as well for you guys. So the burden is placed on the contractor to keep up with this again. So you're going to need to pull the relevant market indicator annually and propose an increase to your GSA pricing based off that percentage listed for your industry. If you forget to request this to GSA each year, most often you just lose the opportunity to increase your pricing for those forgotten years.
Well, that it seems like a lot of people who haven't been paying attention to this can get themselves kind of into some hot water.
Yes, sometimes you can work your way out of it, but it's best if you are prepared from jump, kind of understand this and, you know, keep a hold on it.
Sure, sure. And then if it hasn't been totally clear which one that we really encourage, but we really do encourage the build out method. All isn't lost if you want the build out method and don't currently have it. You can revise your terms and conditions to get yourself switched over. And we can help you with that if you're stuck or unsure where to start.
Absolutely. One other quick thing I wanted to mention is that you can have different EPA clauses linked to different SINs, or you can have one EPA for the entire contract. It's totally up to you, whatever makes sense. This is for the folks who have products and services under their contract and are feeling a little confused which direction to choose. I usually advise picking one EPA for the entire contract. Having one EPA to manage is usually enough to keep you busy.
Yeah, I think most people are going to set themselves up and just want to be able to lock it in and not think about it anymore.
Exactly. I know I would.
Yeah. So hopefully we cleared up some of the confusion around EPAs for you guys. If you have any questions, please reach out to us. Don't forget to check out the show notes for some important links and information. If you have any requests for future topics in an episode or any questions about any of the things that we've covered so far, please feel free to reach out to us directly at podcast@elevategsa.com.
Thanks for listening.